This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The movie industry trade publication Hollywood Reporter said today that Viacom chief Mel Karmazin and NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue have agreed to testify in congressional hearings into smutty broadcasts on television and radio. After Janet Jackson's Super Bowl scandal and other incidents, some lawmakers want bigger fines for indecent broadcasts. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger meets up with Larry Poland. He's the head of the nonprofit Master Media International, a consulting group that advises Hollywood's elite on how they influence America's values.
Once a week, Dr. Larry Poland, chairman of Master Media International, leaves his Redlands, California headquarters and heads south to Hollywood to meet face-to-face with the often maligned power brokers of entertainment.
These are not ogres. These are not monsters. These are bright, creative, wonderful people. And by and large, you'd love to have them as friends.
But maybe not to dinner. Some Christian groups see Hollywood as a corrosive force, destroyer of standards and values.
Sure, Hollywood has its jerk factor, but the Christians have their jerk factor. And we got some people who, when they speak, I want to shove a rag in their mouth. Maybe not because they don't agree with what they say in essence, but their matrix of attitudes is negative and hostile and abusive and frankly prejudiced.
But it's compassion for showbiz folk, not condemnation, that Poland preaches. After all, you can't spell Hollywood without holy.
Get past your anger. Get past this boycott, nuke Hollywood stuff. These are human beings we're talking about. Sure, they may be different from you, maybe a different religion, maybe no religion, whatever. But they've got very tough jobs, and they need your support and encouragement and prayers. They don't need you to be in their face.
That is Poland's job. For the rest who don't have access to Hollywood, there's the Media Leader Prayer Calendar, a daily schedule sent to tens of thousands of people calling on them to pray for entertainment executives and celebrities, for they know not what they do.
I mean, if my life touched millions of people every time I went to a theater, or every time I engaged in a romantic relationship, or every time I showed up, wearing a certain kind of clothing or whatever, that influence I would have would...
Or flashed your brassiere in front of millions of people and showed your breast with a very elaborate nipple ring or whatever it was. I mean, that's a big influence.
Well,
You saw the pictures.
The explosion that has occurred in terms of reaction to that, I think, proves that there's tremendous influence there.
And if name-dropping is a sin in Hollywood, Poland is guilty. The Media Leader Prayer Calendar cites specific industry movers and shakers at TV networks needing prayer.
Would your calendar call for, pray for the executives at NBC to come up with a new sitcom to replace Friends?
See, we would never suggest the prayer to the people get the calendar. But if that's something that's on a burden for their heart, or they happen to know someone who's at NBC who's struggling over the schedule for the fall
I think it is a burden for them.
It is very much a burden. As I said in the beginning, these are very tough positions.
And what position could be tougher than that of a Hollywood leading man who has taken a drubbing by the press, his fiancée, and his fans?
Ben Affleck. He was on the 7th of January. How would one say a prayer for Ben Affleck on that day?
Well, that's the beauty of this thing. We don't dictate to anyone what they're supposed to pray. Prayer is a very personal thing.
Yes.
And if a person has any kind of relationship with God in which he wants to talk to him, he can talk to him about anything he wants.
Ben and Jen, trying to get married for over a year, just couldn't get to the altar. Would that be something that would be on the prayer calendar?
There's no specific dimension or detail. It's only the name and their position or what role they have.
Poland is more generous to those celebrities who made it to the altar, but not through the first day of marriage.
My heart ached for that person. I prayed for God to heal their heart, to give them, discernment about their next marriage decision or whatever.
You're talking about Britney Spears.
I am talking about Britney Spears.
I mean, she spent a wild night in Vegas, ended up marrying a high school buddy of hers, and then, there was an annulment, some 50 hours later. Should one pray for them and the institution of marriage, or Britney, or specifically, how would that prayer go?
The answer is yes, all of the above.
Unlike talent agents whose hands are outstretched for 10%, Poland's hands are outstretched only in prayer. But he doesn't charge a commission. He says his services are free for those lost in Hollywood.
On the 15th, we're supposed to pray for Pamela Anderson. Now, are we supposed to pray that she finds something or that she actually comes to our house.
You're obviously not going to be praying for her to come to your house if you have any commitment to your wife like I have for 42 years. But I take that in the spirit of humor that you suggested it. And of course we're not praying for anybody to come to our house if it's an inappropriate relationship. But if my wife's there and Pamela Anderson wants to come and seek God, trust me, I'll open the door.
For Day Today, I'm Brian Unger.
To hear this and other Unger reports, check out our website, npr.org.